Hi, friends. I'm Emily Lay, and you're listening to the Simplified Podcast. If you're looking for a way to slow down and enjoy the parts of life that truly matter, this is it. You've come to the right place. Every week, I share a few tips and tricks to get more enjoyment out of your days so that you can savor more of what's slow and sweet and good in your life. If you live in the South, then you know it's about time for back to school. And whether you have kids or not, sometimes it's nice to hit the reset button after a flexible summer so you can get back into the routine. To help you hit that reset button, we are having a back to school simplicity challenge over at Simplified. So follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Simplified to follow along and join our back to school simplicity challenge today. If you think about it, we are all chasing joy. Sometimes joy comes when you least expect it, and other times joy comes because you set yourself up for it. The second kind of joy isn't something we think about too often, but actually we can choose to find and add joy to every day of our lives, and those little choices can add up. Personally, I find joy in a tidy home. I find joy when I know I'm prepared for the week ahead on a Sunday evening. Lunches are made, the fridge is stocked, laundry is folded and put away, our schedules are synced, and we're ready for a good Monday. Now, granted, not every Sunday ends this way, but when it does, I feel like I have the space to breathe and spend the time added back into my week doing what my family loves. When I designed the Simplified Planner, I included the weekly prep checklist on every Sunday entry because I believe it makes a huge difference in our family's productivity, our peace of mind, and how we operate during the week. But even more than that, I believe the four tasks on the Sunday prep checklist help us carve space for the stuff that matters most, like dinnertime conversations, evening walks in the neighborhood, and actual FaceTime with the people we love. For many of you, you might be staring down a brand new school year. For others, you may be clamoring to figure out how to add a bit more calm back to your week so you can feel like you've got a handle on everything that's happening in your busy life. I 100% get it. No matter where you are, I think these four tasks will help you launch into your week with a little bit more calm and confidence. Here are four steps to prepare for the week ahead. Step one, plan meals for the week. I don't know about you, but the people at my house expect me to feed them every single day. Since I'm the parent who works from home, usually I am the chef responsible for dinner. And by chef, I mean I'm really great at working the slow cooker and ordering takeout. Feeding your people is an endless cycle, am I right? And in the Lay house, we are usually talking about the next meal before the dinner dishes are even washed. I'm not even kidding you. When I was a kid, my parents had dinner on the table at the same time every night, and they made it look pretty effortless. Looking back, I've realized that my mom actually had quite a system in place to make dinner time run smoothly. And honestly, she set the bar for being organized and showed me how a little preparation could change an entire week. She wrote weeknight dinners on a monthly calendar and taped it to the fridge. She pulled these dinner items from a little book of family recipes that she always kept in rotation. Each week, she used that calendar to make the grocery list. Then she and my dad did the shopping on Saturday mornings. She looked at her calendar every night to prep whatever she could for the next day's dinner, and when we all got home from work and school, my parents made dinner together, and we all sat around the table to talk about our days. It's pretty idyllic, right? And I loved it. When I started making dinner for my little family, I didn't have a plan, but I really wanted to create that same special daily experience. In the beginning, things went a little bit like this. I'd walk into the kitchen at 5:30 after work and open the fridge to see four eggs, an outdated carton of milk, three stalks of celery, and half a jar of salsa. Then I would remember the chicken breasts in the freezer, but then I'd realize it's too late to thaw them out. So you can imagine how I felt about that. I would be so frustrated and hangry and try to throw something together, usually with mixed results. Fast forward a few years later, With a little bit more experience under my belt, now I follow my mom's advice and have started to get a little more successful at dinner time. At the beginning of each week, I make a plan for what we're going to have to eat. And here's the honest truth. We eat a lot of takeout, and it totally works for us. I am not the best cook, and I'm fine with that. I give myself permission to not be supermom in the kitchen. It is not my spiritual gift. Getting deliveries from our favorite local spots in just 30 minutes means happy kids, full bellies, not stressed out mom and dad, cleanup is a breeze. And that old saying is so true here. Don't let perfect be the enemy of good. Sometimes we will have a fancy dinner. Sometimes we will have grilled cheese. Sometimes we will have cereal for dinner. Sometimes I will make my very best pot roast using Coca-Cola. That is a whole recipe, by the way, that is delicious. So dinner is always different here. We just don't love to cook. It's just not who we are. I love to gather dinner, however we do it, something easy, something fancy, whatever. But I love the ritual of sitting around the table and talking. And for me, that matters more than the fancy thing on the table. Getting something healthy and nutritious and yummy into my kids, into my husband and myself, that's what matters most. In a few weeks, we're going to go into a lot more detail about meal planning for your family, but start by making a list of dinners that your family loves, one for each weeknight in the month, about 20 of them, and put them all on a monthly calendar. Just give it a try. My mom is so good at this, and she still does it, even though it's just her and my dad. But this will help you think about groceries you may need to stock up on, and if you need to thaw meat or chop veggies during the week. Step two, tidy up for a clean slate. I used to think it was so strange that my mom wiped the water droplets from the inside of the sink every night before she went to bed. I remember thinking, doesn't water belong in a sink? Isn't it just going to get wet again the next time it's used? I didn't understand her odd nightly ritual until I had my own house. After cleaning the kitchen, I'd marvel at how shiny and clean the sink was, and I found myself doing the same thing after dinner every night. The next morning, I would wake up to a clean, shiny kitchen, the sink included, and start my day with just a little bit of peace. Then I figured it out. My mom wasn't just wiping out the sink to keep it clean. She was doing it because it felt good to walk into a clean kitchen in the morning. She was setting her future self up for that peace, and that peace brought her joy. And you know what? I try to follow my mom's example of keeping things tidy in our house. Every Sunday afternoon, I grab a laundry basket and walk from room to room, tossing in anything that feels out of place. Shoes, paper, trash, cups, laundry, I mean, you name it. They all go in the basket. Sometimes it takes two baskets, but when I leave each room, it's on its way to being clean. I dump the basket in my living room and sort each item by where it goes. Trash can, laundry room, bedroom, kids' rooms, whatever. Things like that. Brian and I will put the piles away. Sometimes we have the kids help. Most of the time we have the kids help, actually. And voila, with a few pairs of hands, we can do what would have taken hours in just 15 minutes. And guess what? On Monday mornings, when I walk into the living room, I feel like I'm able to breathe and start fresh. I'm not immediately bombarded with things to organize and manage. Instead, I'm able to make my cup of coffee and sit for a few quiet minutes before the kids wake up. The way you begin your day sets the stage for the rest of it. But here's the thing. On some days, I go to bed with dirty dishes in the sink, toys everywhere, and papers scattered across my kitchen counters. You know what? That's fine. Sometimes there's a bigger priority, a friend who needs a late night helping hand, or some work that has to get done, and the straightening up can wait until a better time. But when you can, carve 15 minutes to prepare your space. It really makes a world of difference. So here's what you can do for a quick tidy up. Grab a laundry basket, go into each room of the house, gathering everything that's out of place. Sort the stuff in the basket by the room in which it belongs, then put that pile away. Wipe the kitchen counters and sweep the floor. Light a candle. It always makes a room feel fresh, but make sure you blow it out before you go to bed. I had to say that. You just never know. Light a candle, enjoy said candle, and then make sure you blow it out. Can I tell you something? Sometimes I struggle with anxiety. Actually, I can't remember a time when I didn't live with little bits of worry clawing at my thoughts day and night. After everything that's happened over the past year, I decided to get help. I changed what I ate. I moved my body a bit more. And I also talked to my doctor. I can't tell you how freeing that was. I want the same kind of freedom for you too. And you can get it now through BetterHelp Counseling. With BetterHelp, you can connect with a licensed professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. BetterHelp has counselors who specialize in whatever you're dealing with, like stress, anxiety, depression, relationships, LGBTQ issues, grief, and more. BetterHelp is also more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. I want you to start living a happier, healthier life today. As my listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor, BetterHelp, at betterhelp.com/simplified. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Go to BetterHelp, that's HELP.com/simplified. Step 3, write out a plan for the week. This may sound obvious coming from someone who owns a planner company, but trust me when I say I created the Simplified Planner because I get what it feels like to have a million things going on. Everyone has so much to manage and so many things to balance. Every Sunday, Brian and I have a ritual around writing things out. We take a few minutes to sit down together, compare schedules for the week. I make notes in my planner if he won't be home for dinner one night, or if I have an early morning meeting and need him to take the kids to school. We sync our schedules and make a plan. I look over the next 6 days to see if there's anything special I need to add to the grocery list for school activities or playdates. This sounds like a super obvious solution, but how many times have you found yourself surprised by something during the week when you knew in the back of your head it was coming? Looking ahead helps everyone in the family know their responsibilities. It helps us flow with whatever the week will throw at us. So give it a try. Take a few minutes to invest in this step. I bet you'll find it saves you hours of stress and maybe even gets rid of that nagging feeling that you're forgetting something throughout the course of the week. Step number 4. I'm going to say it again and again, mostly to remind myself, but you cannot pour from an empty well. Take some time on Sundays to care for yourself. What does that look like? It looks like being kind to yourself. Take an hour after dinner to read a good book. Let your mind wander. Do something messy with your kids. Indulge in a good dessert. By the time you get to this step, you've probably prepped everyone in your family for the week ahead, but don't forget to take care of yourself too. I particularly love Sundays to take a long shower, wash my hair, dry my hair, paint my nails, do like the little bitty things you may not have time to do during the week. And I don't know about you, but I just feel like a million bucks when my hair is straightened and my nails are painted a pretty color. And feeling just a little bit more put together, it allows me to stand a little taller and tackle the week a little better. So figure out what those things are for you. Do you feel great after exercising? Give yourself time for a long run or walk on Sunday afternoon. Do you love a good book? Read a book in the bath. Do you love cooking? Make a really delicious, amazing meal for Sunday evenings. You see what I did there? I paired a feel-good activity with a must-do activity, a two-in-one task, if you will. Those are the best ones to check off because they give us a sense of accomplishment along with a little relaxation. So here are a few ideas for your Sunday rest. Carve time for yourself in the evening, at least 30 minutes. Turn off the screens and turn on some music that inspires you and settles your soul. Dig into whatever makes you happiest and sets you up for success in the morning. Prepare yourself emotionally for a great Monday. So that's it. 4 steps to help you prepare for the week ahead. Before we go, I'd like to pray a little blessing over you as you turn your thoughts toward tackling the week. May you find the calm and confidence to take on whatever lies ahead. May you find peace in plans that are kept, and even in moments when best laid plans go awry. And as you prepare to tackle the week in front of you, may you find love and kindness along the way and give it freely to others in return. As always, I like to leave a little tip to help you put what we've talked about today into practice. So here is your task for this week. remember that thing about meal planning? I'm not joking. Take some time this week to pull out your phone, open the Notes app, and write 20 healthy, easy, delicious meals that your family loves. It could be something you enjoy cooking, or it could be some takeout spots that everybody enjoys. Having these entrees and sides planned ahead of time will help you automate the "what's for dinner" question that always seems to be lurking around, and you'll thank yourself later. Thank you for listening to the Simplified Podcast. I hope today's episode helps you head into the week with less of the Sunday scaries at your side. And guess what? You can watch video of this episode on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel at youtube.com/simplifiedbyemilyleigh today. Plus, you can also find show notes for this episode at emilyleigh.com/podcast, where you can check out links and resources I mentioned here. And you can shop the Simplified brand of planners and products. Plus, for more simplicity tips, you can find me on Instagram at Emily Lay and at Simplified. If you like what you heard on the show today, then you are going to love my brand new book, Growing Boldly, Dare to Build a Life You Love, which is in stores right now wherever you buy books. And one more thing, we love making this little show for you each week, and I hope you love it too. If you do, would you do me a favor and hop over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review? It's such a little thing with a huge impact. It tells Apple, hey, other people might like this show too, and helps Apple share this show with them. I really appreciate your help there. Thank you for being such a good friend of the show. Until next time, thank you so much for listening. Bye.